The scriptures today give us an opportunity to understand some instructions from Jesus about how we relate to one another and how we treat one another. Jesus tells us in the gospel today, look, if you've got a problem with somebody, go directly to that person and deal with them one-on-one. That's such an important step because oftentimes, you know, when we're struggling with somebody, we want to gossip about them or talk to somebody else or whatever the case may be. It's so much easier if we go directly to that individual. And it's what Jesus instructs us to do. Isn't that beautiful? The other thing that we hear today in the scripture is, look, if you're going to hold somebody accountable for something that they've done, it's going to be held that way. Or if you forgive them, they'll be forgiven. How many times have we kind of held something against somebody? How many times have we looked to somebody and kind of kept them hostage for whatever wrong they've done instead of giving them the opportunity to grow, to change, to be forgiven? And then Jesus says to us, look, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Well, he's here with us today. There's more than two or three of us here. Now, think back to the week. How many times did you encounter another person? And did you by any chance begin any of those meetings, if you will, with prayer? How many times did you have the opportunity to be at table? Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Did you pray? How many opportunities did you have of meetings or online learning or some kind of practice or rehearsal? Did you begin with a prayer? If you went into the office one day and started to say to the boss before a meeting, hey, let's all pray. Now, we giggle about that, right? But the truth of the matter is, we can still do it, even if we say in our own hearts, come, Lord Jesus. How much of a difference would it make in the outcome of how we do things if we began with prayer? Why do you think we come to Mass at the beginning of the week? It's to start us off, to put the Lord in our hearts and to carry him with us all week long. Some years ago, I was in a transition period from my sabbatical to another parish, and so they asked me to help out in another parish for a while, and I was in one of the downtown parishes, and all of a sudden the deacon that was there came up to me, and he said, Father, there's a guy in the front office who's looking for a priest. So I said, oh, okay. So I went up, and I said, how can I help you? And he said, I need you to do Mass on Sunday. And I said, well, that should be pretty simple. We do Mass on Sunday here. And he said, no, I need you to come to do Mass for the team on Sunday. And I said, well, wouldn't it be simpler for the team to come here? He said, no, it wouldn't. It would be simpler if you could come to us. And I said, oh, okay. And he said, so here's what I want you to do. He says, Sunday, come at this time, come in this parking lot, blah, blah, blah. It'll all be set for you. I said, okay. So I drove over to Coors Field, and somebody said to me, they said, are you the priest? I said, no, I just dress like this for no reason. Said, yes, I'm the priest. And he said, okay, well, you need to park over there and then go through those doors over there. So I did what I was told. I got to the doors, and the guy says to me, he's got this little golf cart, and he said, are you the priest? I said, yes, I'm the priest. And he said, okay, well, hop in the cart. He said, I'll take you where you need to go. So I'm being whizzed through these tunnels and everything, and all of a sudden I arrive at the visitors' locker room. I thought, oh, I'm not even saying Mass for the Rockies. And of course, you know, being the great sportsman that I am, had no idea. Anyway, so I'm whisked back in the locker room, and I go to the coach's office, and he said, okay, we're all set. He said, but there's a couple of guys that want to go to confession before Mass, if that's okay. And I said, sure, that's fine. I said, we'll just set up in a different room. And so we did. And of course, now, mind you, my nephews were a lot younger when I'm telling this story. And so the first thing they asked me is, what did they say? I didn't tell them, and I'm not telling you either. But anyway, and with my memory, I can't remember anyway. So heard confessions and got to the point for getting ready for Mass. And I said, does anybody want to do readings? And guys raised their hands. And so here I am in this room with all these baseball players saying Mass. And they're singing and, you know, responding and everything. And I'm thinking to myself, this is kind of amazing. So at the end of things, I said to them, I said, if you notice at Mass, I didn't take a collection. And they all kind of laughed. And I said, but I said, I have some nephews that would probably like a baseball. I said, so if you, oh yeah, we'll take care of you. So they got baseball signed up and all that kind of stuff. So as I was leaving, the coach said to me, he said, Father, he said, I really appreciate you coming and taking time to be here for us. I said, well, it was my privilege. I said, I was really edified by the fact that you guys wanted Mass. And he goes, it's so important for us. He said, when we have to play on a Sunday, he said, we always want to begin with Mass. He said, because we know it changes the outcome of our attitudes when we pray. Now here's this baseball coach telling me what I should already be aware of. And I was so edified by that. It changed the attitude of each of us before we play. Isn't that great? Two or three gathered in my name. Well, I have to tell you that the coach was Bobby Valentine. And the player that made sure that that happened, his name was Mike Piazza. And so it was really a great privilege once I found out how important they were, who they were. But it was the New York Mets. And they wiped the ball field with the Rockies that weekend. And I'm no longer allowed to go and say Mass for the visitors. But that's the whole point, you know, is that they put God first. You know, we look at a lot of sports teams and we look at a lot of celebrities and all these folks and kind of put our, you know, look down on them or whatever for whatever reason. But that's a beautiful example of individuals who show us the way. So here's the challenge. This week, put God first. Call upon him in whatever you're doing, even if you just say, come, Lord Jesus. See if it doesn't change the outcome of that meeting, that gathering, that meal, whatever the case may be. And see if it gives you the opportunity to realize that when God is first before anything you do, it changes the outcome for the better.